From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. federal authorities and police in New York are searching for suspects and possible links between a bomb that exploded Saturday night in Manhattan and another found nearby. 29 people were wounded in the Manhattan blast. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
A bomb exploding in New York is obviously an act of terrorism, but it's not linked to international terrorism. In other words, we find no ISIS connection, etc. But a bomb going off is generically a terrorist activity.
The New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in New Jersey, 135 kilometers away. No one was hurt, but de Blasio and Cuomo have said there is no evidence linking the two incidents. In the U.S. city of St. Cloud, Minnesota, a man stabbed 9 people happened in a shopping mall Saturday night. He's been identified as 22-year-old Somali-American Dahir Adnan. He was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman. Rick Thornton is with the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We are currently investigating this as a potential act of terrorism. And I do say potential. There's a lot we don't know.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility. None of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. In the Central African Republic, at least 20 people were killed in an attack that began on Friday, suspected of former Salika Muslim rebels. The attack occurred about 350 kilometers north of the capital, Bangui. CR descended into chaos in March of 2013 when Salika fighters seized power, triggering reprisals. This is VOA News.